Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Everybody, welcome to this version of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. All is quiet now in Baltimore, but it certainly wasn't earlier. Nothing like what we saw on Monday, but we don't want to feel as though there is kind of a false sense of security, because I don't think that there is any security in Baltimore. Everybody wants to throw in on why it's not working and who to blame. The bottom line is there was a Major League Baseball game that was played to nobody, in front of nobody. It was like a fake game, like Field of Dreams. You might as well have had Shoeless Joe Jackson out there or the ghost of Babe Ruth. It was crazy. Nobody, no spectators because of the nonsense in Baltimore. Why is that significant? Because now there are stories coming out. The Washington Post did a huge story. Somebody had a great source, Peter Herman. He wrote the story that Freddie Gray was trying to injure himself in the Baltimore police van. He was smashing into it and smashing into it, thrashing around like a giant shark who had been captured, as hard as he could, ramming against it. And how do we know that? Because there was another person who was apprehended, who was in the van, did not see it, but heard all of that insane banging going on, feeling like he was intentionally trying to injure himself. So, as usual, we don't always have the whole story, and a city has exploded as a result of that, with signs that are saying, leave our people alone, our people alone, and just igniting the whole white police officer, black youth running away, doing something to be apprehended by the police, and then whatever that encounter is becomes magnified. Now, it should be magnified if it is flat-out racism or targeting or any of that, but there is this leap to quickly go there, and look what's happened in Baltimore. Wow. Crazy. Crazy. All right, if you want to throw in your two cents, of course you know right from the get-go, we have the Welcome Mat out, 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. We are going to go to the mailbag coming up around the bend. But before we get to the mailbag, Dan in Texas is hanging out. So let's go over to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
There you are.
Well, magic.
I am sorry that we're losing Jack. I've enjoyed his Aussie accent. He's going to make a great American. And whatever endeavor he takes on, I wish him absolutely the best.
Of course.
And I know you do, too.
Yes.
Now, as far as your burn bomb guest, she's full of a burn bomb. Pardon me. No offense, baby, but forget it. Now, look, this is stuff I know that you know. There is an element that is perpetrating these burnings and lootings and carrying on, and a lot of these people are being bussed in. They're paid for by George Soros. There was a pamphlet about a movie called The Purge, where all the laws are gone and down the tubes, and everybody just free to do whatever they want, rape, rob, kill, whatever, and the kids all saw that movie.
Yeah.
And also flyers about the purge, blah, 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 was circulated days before, after the first incident of Freddie being taken into the hospital, blah, 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 and they were fanned out, and they were all told to meet at that certain portion of the mall, and they were on hand flyers all over for the youth to get a hold of, and there's a certain element out there of the black populace and also the white populace that would love to get something for free. So if you break into a liquor store, you rip off all the liquor. You break into another store, you rip off all the stuff that you want.
Sure.
As long as it was the same idea that the Purge had. And then for our beloved president come off the wall as if we haven't done enough. Well, now, wait a minute. You've got an entire black administration. Millions of dollars has been pumped into the black community. And it's all gone to the politicians. The people didn't get squat. And you know that as well as I do. That's where the cream of the crop always goes. But the politicians get the gravy, and the people get the shaft. And so I don't blame them for being upset. But look who they've been voting for. For 50 years, they've been voting for Democrats. And
yeah,
each and every time, they promise them this, they promise them that, and they get nothing in return. You know what? Lucy and Charlie Brown on the football, and Charlie Brown being screwed over every time by Lucy not letting him kick that ball, is the same thing that's happened to the black populace in this country. They're being Charlie Brown. They're being taken advantage of. And this is just pure junk. And you know that, and I know that.
Yeah, you know, it's funny you say that, too. But this is why... Because I like to have both sides of the equation on the show as, and when we can. And we just, we have a group of great people to come on the show, as you know, Dan, from Project 21, which is black conservatives, smart people.
There you go. I listened to that. She was right on.
Right. And that's, then the point of view is, listen, I'm a black woman. I'm a black man. I'm educated. Here's what I see. Here's what I don't understand. And they say exactly, meaning Cheryl does and Harley does. And so does Cooper and a whole bunch of other people. When they come on, they'll say, why voting Democratic only to have the same thing happen over and over again?
Exactly. And also, I want to praise that woman that slapped her son up the side of the head and said, look, you don't do this. This is not how I raised you.
Mm-hmm.
She gave him what for. I was so proud of her. I am so proud of so many of the black brothers that stepped in front of the police and offered their bodies on the line to perpetrate a shield for the police. And that is to be applauded and respected beyond words. I could not tell you how gratified I was to see the good people in that Baltimore area that stepped forward.
Step up.
And the many that worked so hard to clean up the trash that was from those thugs that thrashed everything. And these people are being buzzed in. They're being paid by George Soros. And all of this is a socialistic track to destroy this country in the way it was founded, and they're claiming grievances from way back when. Well, wait a minute. You've had all these years to get your people on your feet and to invest in your own businesses and develop your own way. Instead, the father's no longer in the house, the mother gets a welfare check,
yeah,
and there is no security. She can have five, six kids by five or six different guys, and it all goes down the tubes because this is a plan, and the Democrats need victims, so that's why this is going on.
Right, right. I agree with you.
For you.
I agree with the whole victim thing. Charles Barkley, thanks, Dan, says that all the time. Let people stand on their own two feet. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Each and every show, you overwhelm me with the amount of email that we get, so I don't want to dilly-dally on this. Let's hurry up and skedaddle and check the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
So the first one is from Riley, and Riley says, "Kate, I've never sent you an email, but I'm happy to tell you that I've listened to the show off and on for a long time. Off and on because I have a strange schedule. I've heard other people tell you that, but I really enjoy the show. Keep on going. I've heard you say it's the little show that could. I think you can. And I hope that a lot of people out there are spreading the word about America tonight." Wow, thanks. It's nice to get a note like that. Thanks, Riley. I appreciate that. All right, and this one from Ben, who says, "Kate, it is very much out of control in Baltimore. How sad that they have to have a curfew. It must be depressing for the people who live there. I think you made the point. Can you imagine? You take everything for granted, then your city erupts, and all of a sudden, not only are you worried for lots of different reasons, but you can't run out should something happen in the middle of the night without a lot of explaining, because you would be stopped if you were running to go and get Pepto or whatever it is from the 24/7 CVS. Can you imagine what that would be like?" You know, that's why I said that, because that's happened to me. Knock on wood, healthy, and less, you know, I got that strep that one time and had a couple of brutal months this year for the first time in my life. However, when I was sick and felt like, oh, I have a sore throat, that all that started happening in the middle of the night, and it was naturally unprepared Kate. We had to run out in the middle of the night. So that would be distressing. There are several things that happen that would could be even life-altering for some people. Of course, you can would be able to explain, I'm sure, if you had to go to a hospital or whatever, but immediately you're going to be stopped. So it's rough. I mean, there's a lot of things that you don't think about with the curfew besides it being inconvenient for you personally. There's other, I think, life-changing things that can happen when there's a curfew. But in Baltimore, they felt like they had to do a clampdown because what are they going to do? And then there's other people, like I got this one from Joe, who's listening to us in Illinois. He says, Kate, when people talk about militarization, boy, I'll tell you what, I don't want to live in a police state. I absolutely do not. I don't want to see martial law become the law of the land. I used to think it was kooks that said that kind of stuff and conspiracy theory folks, but I'm not so sure anymore, especially what we've seen happen in the last year and a half. It is a disconcerting deal to watch Baltimore, to watch what happened in Ferguson, to watch what happened in Florida. I just hope it doesn't come to my neighborhood or your neighborhood. You know, there absolutely. I had a conversation with somebody when I was in Washington who couldn't be more liberal, who said to me, oh, yeah, it's happening. Did you see what happened in Ferguson? And then they were talking to me about a couple of other things that had happened in the country and said, don't think that we're not already seeing shades of that. And if people aren't paying attention, that's exactly when something changes that you cannot get back when it comes to personal liberties. And I thought, wow, that's interesting, because of the person who was saying it to me, they're sitting up and paying attention. So you're right. And that's the whole thing about conspiracy theories. Sometimes there are crazy, nutty, unbelievable connections that don't make any sense, and you say, oh, that's cockamamie, it doesn't make sense. And then all of a sudden, you see it comes true. And unfortunately, what I think is, when something erupts, you have to immediately respond. I mean, as fast as you can, you have to rally, know what you're going to do, and just do it. And not let that time elapse. When the time elapses, whether it's an hour, 2 hours, three, whatever it is, that's when things get more challenging. And I think initially the response, that was part of the problem. And I know you can't just snap your fingers and make it happen, but for goodness sake, it has to happen. It has to happen a lot quicker than it did in Baltimore. And to me, I still say, no matter what anyone's saying about the mayor and trying to defend her, I think she made a lot of mistakes. And then in trying to link that to the governor, you know, absolutely crazy. All right, let's go to another one. Let's go to this one from Haley, who says, hi, Kate. I have to say that the pictures that are coming in from the earthquake that happened in Nepal are quite sad. And it makes you realize just how precious life is. I know it's such a trite thing to say, and people say it all the time whenever there's a tragedy, but it's just another great reminder for us. Hey, you never know. The earth rumbles, and then all of a sudden things change, and it could be anywhere in the world. We've seen it happen in the United States. And it also does make me wonder what's going on, if we're seeing a shift in the earth, or no, it's just something that happens, and it happens every so often because of certain locations and certain timing. You know, it's interesting, there are a lot of people that are talking about that. Are we seeing that because of the oceans, et cetera? And that's all about scientific discovery and keeping a close eye on what is going on. You know, it's like anything. It's like beach erosion, which can be terrible with flooding and whatnot. But, of course, it's much more serious when you talk about tectonic plates shifting and problems with oceans. So we had somebody on talking about that. We're going to get some more people on to talk about things that are happening, and is there anything relatable, or no, it's not relatable, you know, whatsoever. There's a story that came out about somebody being trapped in it, basically in debris for 80 hours. And if there's ever a silver lining, which there isn't, but when somebody is uncovered, when they pulled a man from the ground who was covered for 80 hours, can you imagine what that was like? Now, for a rescuer, I think that's like the moment you're waiting for. Like, this is why we're doing this, because you never know. I mean, how is it that we could get this guy? They pulled him, and it was French rescuers. They pulled him from a area of Kathmandu, where, of course, there was a collapsed building. And the earthquake, the aftershocks have turned one of the more scenic areas, frankly, into just a devastated, hellish looking place. And if you've ever seen pictures of Kathmandu or seen pictures of Nepal, it really, honestly, it is a beautiful place. In fact, it was on my list of some place I'd love to go through in traveling because of some of the tales that I heard from people that I knew from there. And I was not drawn to going on Everest, but drawn to going and seeing that area. So it is an exciting thing that they were able to find someone. So I'd say there's your daily salute. These people who are rescuers who are there and pounding it and pounding it and listening for anything, pings, a breath, something that's hard to often hear. All right, let's throw in another quick one. This one from Julian, who says, "Rock on, America. Tonight, I love trending." You got it right, sister. It is about the 140-character world, and that's where we turn to find out what's happening in the world, Kate. So many of us that are in our 20s, it's almost our main source because, like, for example, myself, I'm running around in between classes and working, and I'm not watching the tube at all. I listen to you when I can or download the show, but otherwise I'm on Twitter, so I look down at my phone. I have it pulled up on my pad, and I get the information almost instantaneously. When the earthquake happened, what's going on in Baltimore, what's happening with my sports teams, just everything goes through that way. Somebody's at the event, somebody tweets something out, and you get that bird's eye view, and it's a different feel to what you're hearing. Yeah, different feel. It's, you know, the thing with Twitter is that it's immediate. So somebody's somewhere, and they hit that button. And it's pretty tough to beat the button, isn't it? It's pretty tough to do that. So at first I wasn't on board with the whole Twitter thing, but now I am. And it's because of that. It's because of the links I've seen. It's because of people immediately hitting something out and learning about it faster, frankly, than any other source that I have at my disposal, Julian, just like all of you. So it's true. I mean, it's interesting because it can sink the fates and fortunes of so many for some of the ridiculous things and people not thinking things that they're sending out there. But often it is an incredible news source or information source, really, is the better way to say that. All right, thanks for all your emails. Remember, you too can flip me an email anytime, day or night, 24/7, americatonight.net.
Moon is up on the mountain. The lunatics have taken over the asylum, waiting on the rapture, singing we.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The situation that we're seeing in Nepal, I've talked about it. I know many people from the Kathmandu area, as I've spent some time with travel agency where I had some buddies who were placing people in that country and were from there. So we see the death toll and the destruction and how awful it is. And then it's the aftermath and what happens then. Lisa Sarkowski joins us. He's the VP of Humanitarian Emergencies and Executive Communications for the U.S. Fund for UNICEF. Lisa, thanks for spending time with us on America Tonight.
Thanks for having us, and thanks for the coverage you've been providing to this emergency.
So what's the first thing that happens? You know you're going to be called upon, you see some horrific thing happens, and then what's the chain of command? You get a phone call and everybody starts to rally around, because it sure seems like you move mountains very quickly.
Well, unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on how you look at it, you know, we've had a lot of experience in responding to crises throughout the world. And one of the things that's built into UNICEF's response is sort of an analysis at the end of any emergency response and an improvement. And so if there are ways that we learn from past emergencies, for example, in this case, first priority is to make sure staff are okay to the extent that that's possible. And there were very bad communications, as you know. Communications basically were shut down and damaged or destroyed because of the impact of the earthquake. But assuming staff are okay, there's a plan in place to quickly begin to contact partners to mobilize a response. In this case, we have a regional hub right in Kathmandu, so we did have stocks pre-positioned for medical supplies, some water purification and things like that. It was not nearly what would be needed at this scale, but at least there were some stocks ready at hand to just begin distributing in the hours following the earthquake.
So with the medical supplies and the water purification, you know that there's going to be problems with water automatically. And
absolutely,
that's one of the things that you worked on a long time ago, right? I'm sure you've perfected some of those methods.
Absolutely. And, you know, immediate needs right now, of course, there's a life-saving response going on. You've got to obviously try to locate any survivors and then provide medical assistance to those who are in great need. And right in tandem with that life-saving response is the prevention of a secondary catastrophe, which would be the result of waterborne diseases or, you know, lack of hygiene. And people are in open spaces right now. They're living, you know, some, if they're lucky, have a tarp or some sort of a shelter from the sun and the rain, but they're enclosed in places with no latrines or adequate water supply for washing or drinking. And so that obviously becomes critically important, as you note, in the response.
Yeah, how hard is it to get people in there? Because then, of course, that's the other thing, getting other supplies to them. You know, I know a lot of times, especially in remote areas, you have drops. Will it come to that where there's drops in certain areas?
You know, I'm not sure if that would be necessary. Again, it depends. I mean, as you're noting, there are certainly areas that they're not even reaching yet in terms of an assessment because these villages are very rural. Infrastructure has been so damaged. So I wouldn't rule that out. I would say, though, you know, that's not always the best course if you can avoid it because sometimes it's the accuracy is not as good as a delivery would be. And obviously there's going to be a human touch that's needed here as well in terms of medical support and supplies that can't be managed through a drop, if you will.
So when somebody makes an assessment, it can be UNICEF or somebody else, obviously. Is there a channel to get information to you to say, hey, listen, this is what we're seeing, here's what we need, because you have to be able to assess that as well.
Absolutely. Well, the good thing, again, with UNICEF is that we tend to keep statistics in every single country where we work. So when something happens, we know, for example, how many children. We knew the moment this earthquake struck that 40% of the population was children. And so you extrapolate and you figure out, okay, so then our response will be, you know, how many of those children were under five, you know, and how many, you know, we can also figure out roughly how many pregnant women would there be? How many nursing women would there be? And of course, because our focus is women and children, we would then be able to start the supply pipe, to mobilize the supply pipeline, because a lactating woman may have special needs versus, you know, the general population. Same with infants and newborns. We can sort of predict that the moment something like this happens. And anyway, in terms of mobilizing, this all, again, it happens within moments, and it is based on, you know, this longstanding, you know, work in the country, knowing the population, and also having the channels of delivery and partners on the ground who can, you know, get the stuff where it needs to go as quickly as possible. Now, all of us are hampered by, you know, a loss of communications and or a damaged infrastructure. I mean, those are things that are really hard to work around no matter how much experience you have or, you know, how fast you are. But again, there's pre-planning involved, and to the extent we can work around these things, we do, or find alternatives. You know, we're already landing supply planes. We have a global warehouse in Copenhagen that was immediately packing planes with the necessary supplies so that as soon as we were able to land the planes, they were getting in. And again, this is where the priority is, you know, getting these supplies in, you know, making sure there's clearance for humanitarian workers to do what they need to do. Also, I think you raised a good point in that, you know, it's about coordination. You can't just, you have to coordinate. And again, this is skilled people who've been working and to some extent anticipating disasters. So there has to be a coordinated response. One must be in contact with the government, for example, which is leading the response, and then all of the NGO actors, whether they're international or local, and the UN and UNICEF are schooled in doing this and making sure that, you know, we're not duplicating efforts, that we're complementing what's being done as much as this is possible in the aftermath of such a major, you know, earthquake.
Yeah, that's great, not duplicating the efforts. And you mentioned that in talking about Copenhagen and the supply center and talking about the stocks in the beginning. So having those statistics is so vital, right? All that preliminary work that's been done over the years, because you know to have certain things in certain areas.
Exactly. I mean, and it's funny, I'm glad you're raising this point, because it's sometimes people think it's boring and they don't want to talk about the statistics and the data keeping, because that isn't as, you know, front and center as, you know, delivering water and sanitation and nutrition and healthcare. What is absolutely critical part of what we do. Otherwise, we'd be guesstimating, and that wouldn't be serving children, no matter what the response was. And I can tell you, like, the preliminary assessment was done in coordination with the government, and that has to be coordinated so that everybody's getting the same information. We know that, for example, 80% of schools and health centers were damaged in the regions that were hit, and we know what that's going to mean, not just, you know, today, but 3 months from now, and what are we going to do to mitigate that? You know, kids can't be out of school. People are often surprised to know that one of our frontline responses becomes education, and that's because kids who have endured something like this, number one, the psychosocial benefits of being in an organized setting that's safe, that's therapeutic, that's stimulating, that's with their peers. You know, kicking around a soccer ball has more benefits than you might imagine in the aftermath of something like this, where kids just have that chance to be normal. And you know, by nature, kids are extremely resilient and they can overcome a lot of things, but it's our job to make sure that they have whatever assistance we can provide to normalize this experience as much as possible. You have to kind of put yourself in the mindset of a four-year-old who, like, maybe perhaps saw people die, maybe saw her home collapse, her community, her very community collapses. You imagine that? We talk to our kids and they have nightmares about things, and this is a real-life nightmare for a little kid. I mean, they actually see their structures around them disappear, and then the earth continues to shake with aftershocks, and, you know, all of the grown-ups around them are in distress, and, you know, everything's collapsed. So you have to kind of get down at that level and imagine what it's like. And of course, life saving is first on the list, and preventing a secondary catastrophe. But then right behind that, we have to, you know, and the quicker we do an intervention with psychosocial, we're already doing it, you know, at a mass scale through PSAs and things like that. It's the better the recovery. That's what experience tells us. But certainly education, we do something called school in a box, which is what it sounds like. It's a big metal box. It's everything needed for a temporary classroom that can be set up. And we use these all around the world in the aftermath of a crisis. And it's really meant to be an interim way to get kids into a, even if it's under a tree in the middle of, you know, a debris field, you know, it's a place where kids can go and they start that normalcy and they start having a routine, and the parents can go about trying to do what they need to do and know that their kids are in a safe place and being looked after. I think there's one other thing on the heels of water and sanitation and immunizations and things of that nature, and that's child protection. And again, it's not always something obvious, but with our focus being so you know, narrow on children and what they need, it's obviously in the wake of something like this, and we've seen it in Haiti, we've seen it in other places, you know, it's so easy to separate from a parent when something like this happens. And so we are always extremely concerned about unaccompanied kids and, you know, rounding them up, identifying them, at least for lack of a better way of saying it, you know, almost doing an inventory, if you will, of, and holding on to those kids and keeping them safe until we can reunite them with their parents, if that's possible, and if not, with a family member, what have you. But, you know, there's so many kids who are wandering around, they're dazed, because some of them can't even speak, and we saw that with Haiti, too. You know, they couldn't, they're too young to verbalize who they are or what happened to them. And, you know, so we've really got to keep a close eye on that and make sure that we are caring for them, you know, until we can get them to a safer place.
Wow, crazy. We're going to give out the numbers and the ways people can help throughout the show. Lisa Zarkowski, UNICEF efforts, thanks so much. Tremendous information. Appreciate it.
No, thank you. Thanks for having us.
A
Attention taxpayers. If you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
We start, we can count in New Jersey. David Wildstein, a former ally of New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, is going to plead guilty this week, supposedly. He's cooperating with prosecutors who were looking into the traffic jams that he ordered near the George Washington Bridge. He is scheduled to appear Friday in a federal court in Newark, where grand jurors have heard testimony in secret for months about that gridlock over four mornings in Fort Lee, New Jersey. He'd plead guilty to charging documents known as criminal information. What specific charges and all that will be worked out, but can you believe it? 4 days. Now it boils down to Friday. And all of the hassle that that caused Governor Christie, let's see what comes out of this. Christie has denied any knowledge of the plot to close two of the three local access lanes to the world's busiest bridge, which it is, and it's run by the Port Authority. So we'll see if Wildstein pleads guilty and cooperates with the prosecutors. You could give him an inside view, perhaps, of how it all worked out. What a nightmare. Bridgegate. And it seemed as though that it went on forever and ever and ever and ever, didn't it? It did not close the lane to the presidency, however, for Chris Christie. Does he really have a shot at it? Now, that's a different story. Shark attack. Sadly, this one is no laughing matter. In fact, none of them are laughing matters. But a shark attack killed a woman in Maui. And we've seen this now. The problems in Maui continue. They closed the beaches. Snorkelers pulled a 65-year-old woman from the water on Wednesday morning after they found her unresponsive and lying face down 200 yards offshore. They responded to a call shortly after and tried to do the life-saving thing. It happened at a place that I've been to many times. It's called, that I've been lucky enough to be to, a popular surf spot near Big Beach at McKenna State Park. The victim was snorkeling with two other friends, and at some point they got separated. She was alone when she was found, and they found injuries on her upper torso, so it suggested she was definitely attacked by a shark, but no witnesses saw that. So they cleared and closed the waters from Big Beach to a bay in South Maui. Fatalities from shark attacks are rare. There have been shark attacks, a bunch of shark attacks, but to actually die from the shark attack. Last year, the U.S. had 52 attacks compared with 47 in 2013. Oh, how sad is that? We move from the shark attack and the number, certainly depressing, to a couple of other things, different things, to the death of a singer of a classic rock anthem. Seems like a lot of, it's just, you know, they talk about threes and things coming in threes, and I guess that's actually been more than threes, but it's been a tough year, I guess, entertainment wise if we look at it that way. But you know the popular song Louie, and you hear that song all the time. You listen to any 70s, you hear that song. Jack Eli, dead at the age of 71. Oh, I wonder how many times that song has been played. He was 19 years old. Went into a studio in 1963 to record that song. And it was recorded by Eli and his Kingsman bandmates for $36, but what a party staple it was forever. It's like the ultimate like frat song, spanning decades. I mean, decades, and, you know, did they know that? Cut that record? No, but it endured. And just because it was sort of a happy song that made you think of a party, perhaps, I don't know. There's something about the melody of it that really, 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 really pulled people in. How about the gyrocopter at the Capitol? Remember how ridiculous that was? The guy who was furious with the gridlock in D.C., so he created some more by getting a gyrocopter in and landing it. So, I mean, it's crazy. The manned gyrocopter that landed on the Capitol grounds earlier in the month was picked up, actually, by government sensors to protect the Capitol from air threats, which is, I suppose, good news because it obviously worked. He talked about that at the House Oversight Committee. He actually testified and talked about the fact that they can see it. The heat sensors work, so that's the good news there. Remember, this was the Florida mailman, Douglas Mark Hughes, 61. There's your number, a 61-year-old man, put Congress on lockdown when he landed that single-man gyrocopter on the Capitol grounds. And he was protesting gridlock and campaign finance laws. So on Wednesday, they started hearing testimony from law enforcement, military, government about how do we keep these threats down? How do we keep these threats down? And they say that the sensors are the thing. The sensors can tell you exactly what's happening. The NORAD chief said that. So that's That's good news that that you can tell, you can see the sensors, and you know something's happening for sure. All right, how about this? 100 choppers, I read these numbers. 100 choppers, 7,000 people, 24 hours. Operation Frequent Wind, they say, was history's largest helicopter evacuation. And you know when that was? And, you know, as soon as I heard that, I thought about it. I thought, okay, what would be the largest? Saigon. It's been 40 years. Yep, 40 years. And they had to scramble the pilots because they had South Vietnamese who were lined up on the rooftop waiting anxiously to get aboard the chopper. They knew that 150,000 North Vietnamese troops were just outside the city and they were going to pounce. So, man, they were moving quick. If you see any footage, any shots of that, that's exactly what you think of. It's a mad, mad scramble trying to get out of Saigon in one piece. And so many, I mentioned the numbers, that's incredible that that many people got out. 100, you know, Marine, Air Force, and American Air America choppers evacuated, I'll say the number again, 7,000 Americans and South Vietnamese out of Saigon in just under 24 hours. I mean, that's a real wow. Because the people were just gripped by fear, if you remember, as they should have been. Because they didn't know what was waiting on the other side, other than the enemy that would certainly have taken some of them into custody, etc. In South Korea, there was word, it was a story that broke early in the day, and I thought at first when I read it, I thought I was misreading it. I thought, oh, this has got to be a prank or a hoax or whatever, saying that the North Korean leader, Kim Jong-un, was executed. It's like, what? He was executed? And somebody tweeted out something wrong. But anyway, we corrected that. The North Korean leader executed about 15 people, official-type people, in the beginning of this year. Because, you know, how many months are we into this? But Kim Jong-un is really the Iron Fist guy. 15 senior officials gone. I mean, executed, flat out executed. And why? Because they say that some of the people in the group had been giving information to the South Korean National Intelligence Service. And this is just still really the couple of years, the infancy of his rule. Imagine what it'll be like 15 years down the line. Oof. All right, that wraps up numbers, and we can count. Hey, hey, thanks for listening to this version of America Tonight.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoins by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.